It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm thinking about that slippery slope of putting things before God. And, you know, when I first learned the principle of you know, what it meant to have an idol, you know, as a young girl, I thought, you know, I took the literal meaning, like, you know, that means to worship another God, of which I will never do. I will always just worship God himself. As I grew older, I gained a more intimate understanding, which meant that could even mean me putting things in my life before God. And so for me, that has often been my work or my personal ambitions. And I have even come to appreciate how we can put what we call God's work before God if we're not careful. So I was reading in Mark 10, where this young man asks Jesus what he can do to get eternal life. Jesus refers to the man to the Ten Commandments, you know, thou shalt not steal, murder, commit adultery. The man says, you know, I've been doing all of these since childhood. And then in Mark 8:21, Jesus tells him, well, then go and sell everything, give it all to the poor, and come and follow me. The man goes away sadly as he has many possessions. So the irony here is that the man claims to have been practicing the Ten Commandments since childhood, but actually he never really got past the first one, because the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Today's scripture is 1 John 5:21. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your heart. So today I'm going to take my own inventory, because sometimes putting things before God, it can happen so quick. It can happen unconsciously. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.